The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you'll really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Francis Albert, that's an early Frank Sinatra right there. Oh, yes, with the Pied Pipers in the background. We loving that. Hey, good morning. Great to have you with us. 6:06 on AM 970, The Answer, with Joe on the radio. Here it is Wednesday, December 2nd. Are you ready for Christmas? I am totally panicking. Hanukkah, Christmas, anybody? I'm like panicking. I got the kids, and I'll have all the children with me, you know, and I'm just kind of freaking out. So I'm saying, what can I get? And then I end up buying stuff just to buy stuff, which is wrong. And then, you know, my mom always goes, oh, just get them one nice present, you know. Can you imagine that? Now, that doesn't work. Does it? Does that work? I remember, oh, see, the problem is my parents spoiled me. I remember waking up in Bloomfield, New Jersey. And we had a little house in the area of town called Brookdale. And I would come down the stairs and I'd look and I would always see, you know, what kind of nice presents my parents always had. So I feel I have to do that to my kids. So now I'm kind of panicking. Hey, but you know, I got to ask you something. And thank you for tuning in. We got a great show for you this morning. Gordon Chang is going to join us. We're going to talk about China and you know, all the new, this, let me just go here, if I may, first. That, and I said this yesterday. Newly leaked documents, it says here, newly leaked documents reveal how China bungled COVID-19's early days. And now CNN, this is like a story from yesterday. CNN is acting like they have an exclusive. We have been talking. This is what's frustrating, because we don't promote. We don't have billboards. We don't have television. We don't have it. We have us, you and me and the guys here in the morning. You know, we have nothing out there. We've been talking about this for over a year. As soon as this pandemic started, what happened with this Wuhan virus? We've been talking about every second about it. Now it's getting out on CNN, like they're breaking the story. Does anybody understand? Do you see it? Tell me you see it. Now, stay with me on this. I need you to tell me that you see it, because sometimes I think I'm crazy. Sometimes I really do. I say, why would they put that story out there? And then the story is reported, and you go, wait, I heard that on Piscopo like a year ago with Gordon Chang. It was Gordon who originally said it. I mean, it's good that it comes out because it reinforces everything that Gordon has said. But we have Gordon on this morning to verify it. But this is, we knew that they knew this. They knew where they got the information, how they hid the information, and they didn't help us out. How Gordon Chang said, and we'll talk to Gordon in the 7 o'clock hour, how China allowed the Wuhan virus to be let out of the country. And then, oh, no, and then people tell me this, I swear to God. They go, and I heard Governor Cuomo say this. Oh, it really came from Europe. It's not a Wuhan virus. Boy, I tell you what, that Chinese press machine, huh? That's a pretty strong, pretty strong PR machine, right? They go, also, the virus comes from Europe, right? Hell yeah, that's right. It's the Europe virus. Now, starts in Wuhan. It goes to Wuhan. It goes over to Europe. Maybe came in to America from there. But my goodness, we have the answers on the show. And then this too. And forgive me for going here, but I got to do this. There was a guy, one of my mom's friends, The guy was, I believe, 96 years old. All right. 96 years old. Great guy. And everything that I always hoped I could be as a citizen. He went to church. He was the usher at church. Great, great looking guy. 96. He looked like he was really 46. I swear to goodness gracious. Played the piano. You know, and there was a bit, he was playing somewhere, I went into a place, I saw him playing the piano, like doing, and really was doing this right up till recently, and I sang Fly Me to the Moon with him at the piano, you know, just, and great guy. So he passes away, so I just found out yesterday, from COVID-19. So I'm saying, so now when that happens, I say, how does that happen? How does it happen? Because you hear all the deaths now, you know, and now the spikes are out there. Why does that happen with everything that we talked about on the program that can offset this coronavirus, this Wuhan virus? How does it not get to the people? I'm so puzzled. So rest in peace. His name was Gil, and I just knew him as Gil, and what a great guy. And rest in peace, Gil. A real citizen, you know, works, you know, raised his family, went to church, a good American, you know. And I'm not saying you're not a good American if you don't go to church. I mean, he just never, you know, went on the wrong side of the law. And he just, I know Al is there, our agnostic news guy. Al, so
nice early shot, 11 minutes after the hour. Thank you. No, it's all right. No, it's okay. I only did a story yesterday about how, you know, an archaeological dig about founding Jesus' home. No, but, you know, I don't go to church, so I'm not a good American. It's all right. I'm very sorry for the loss of your friend.
I had to do that caveat. As I'm talking about, poor Gil, he's good, fine American.
Yeah, good, fine American.
Goes to church.
Guy who helps me out. Rotten.
Believes in God.
Yeah.
Believes in God.
Okay.
Oh, that's
look where
right.
it got him. All right. No, I'm
so
kidding.
So listen to me. No, I'll come back. Hold on. Now. I'll come back because that's hysterical. But I got to tell you, he was a good guy. Now he. And I hope I'm not revealing too much information here. But he calls my mom 2 weeks ago, and he's got all this congestion. And all, like cold, and he's feeling. Oh, and mom said, "Oh, Gil, you don't sound too good. You should go see a doctor." How does it get as soon as? Please listen to me, and listen to the voice, because we've known this for over a year from the doctors that we talked about, Dr. Stephen Greer, you know, and we have some really great docs on the show. So if they apparently had congestion, and he was felt a little sick, went to the hospital, boom, that was done. The ventilator, boom, done. That was it. Rest in peace, Gil. May his soul rest in peace, a great guy. But I'm telling you, we talk about it. If you have the symptoms at all, and that's what happened to me. I didn't know I had the virus. I felt like just a little, I'm a little not up my usual perky self. I'm not my usual perky self. You know what I did? And I wasn't sure, and I talked to my doc, check with your doctor always. I went right on hydroxychloroquine immediately. And my friend, who was a pharmaceutical guy, had some there. I didn't even wait for the prescription. I said, give me the drugs. Give me the hydroxychloroquine. Really? And I went Z-Pak and zinc. Woke up the next morning, it was like nothing happened. You know, so in this day and age, are people listening? I don't know. I hope that if you listen to this show, and I know Gil was listening to this show, but how it got that long is very, very unsettling. So now, and may his soul rest in peace. But boy, it just got bad. And I guess, and I think he had maybe a heart problem or something like that. So that always, every time you hear COVID-19, there's always an ancillary problem. You know that, right? It's not just COVID-19 that gets you. That virus is so insidious, it will get you if there's any weakness, you know? So now they're talking about CNN's taking all this credit for, and Gil, rest in peace. What a great guy. What a great American, I got to tell you. Jake Tapper says, oh, we found this out from China. Are they serious? They serious? Look at us. So then I want to go here, and you got to help me out. You got to call me and tell me. Should we not talk about reinvestigating the whole voting fraud that went on? Should we not talk about it? Because I'm telling you, people are like tired of it. And I understand that. They don't want to talk about it. Oh, the president should concede. Do you feel that way? Because I don't. And I think, am I in the minority? I don't. I feel like, hey, look, I'm looking at all the stats. I'm looking at what happened. I can't believe what happened. I can't believe in this day and age, in the 21st century, this whole election process was rigged like it was. And I'm shaking my head going, no, you can't let it go. Oh, please. People are tired of hearing of it. Is that me? You got to call me and let me know I'm not nuts, because I feel like people are kind of worn out by it, but I understand that. But when I look here and I look at all the systematic fraud that broke down, and then we see what Bill Barr did. So Bill Barr goes, now he says, there's no widespread election fraud. But that he is not done investigating. Hopefully I tweeted that out. I'll tweet it out. Something from Epoch Times. Yeah, DOJ not done investigating election, spokesperson says. DOJ not done investigating election fraud. All right? So we got to know that because Bill Barr felt he had to come out. So he let the attorney generals know through the states all throughout the country to look out for election fraud. But he didn't stay on it. And now I'm telling you, this is something that we have to stay on. Is it me that we should look into this? Is it only me? 877-970-2999. You got to help me out. Because are we supposed to just let it? Oh, it's okay. It's a presidential election. It's not like a school board, you know, nothing against school boards or anything like that. And then what A.G. Barr did, he revealed to the AP, I don't know why the AP gets any credibility, that in October he had appointed U.S. Attorney John Durham as a special counsel. That protects him. And if Biden gets in, then the Biden team is going to be reluctant to fire Durham because we want to know what happened. What happened with all this stuff? I'm one of those guys. I want to hear how Hillary Clinton got away with destroying the emails. I want to hear about Benghazi. I want to hear why is there no closure on any of that? Why do we go from one thing to the next? Does the mainstream media have that much influence on us? Is that what it is? Help me out here because I spend the time on this show speaking the truth. And we're talking about what's happening, what happened with China, what's happening with the medicine. Take the medicine. They're not telling us to take the medicine. They're telling us to hide. You got to hide. You got to run from this virus. And I'm telling you, there are pharmaceuticals out there, and they should be ready. We should have what the president had, that Regeneron cocktail, whatever that was, you know? And then this, too. And then we'll move on, too. I just want to get these out of my system because I think of all this stuff all night. I say, I got to talk about it in the morning. And then you got to call me and tell me I'm not nuts or anything, you know? But really, this happened. You saw this on the news. The city sheriffs apparently have arrested this guy. They bust this defiant New York City bar. They arrested a guy in Staten Island. The bar. Did you see this? Yeah. So it's like now in New York, you're arresting people because they want to stay in business. The politicians are getting paid. Cuomo's getting paid. Andrew Cuomo's being paid. De Blasio's being paid. Governor Murphy's being paid. They're being paid. They have pension and welfare. They have drivers, assistants. Now a guy wants to keep his business open. Good God Almighty, you have to keep your business open because it's day to day. You know? It is so beyond me that the sheriffs on Tuesday night shut down a Staten Island bar that declared itself an autonomous zone and continued to serve indoor customers in defiance of COVID-19. This is America. This was Max Public House. And this gentleman, this is the co-owner, Danny Presti, and you see a lot of Staten Islanders step up for this guy. And they're absolutely right. This guy, Danny, should have all the rights in the world to stay open. He should have the rights in the world to stay open. I'm telling you. And maybe he should give out, instead of, you know, peanuts on the bar, hydroxychloroquine. I'm just saying. Just a little, you know, some kind of Wuhan virus drug that you could have. It's getting so out of control. So walk me through this, because I see the things. I see what's wrong, and I question it on the air. And then sometimes I hear it, sometimes I don't hear it on mainstream media, but sometimes I feel nuts. I feel nuts, and I don't think I am. I think we have to run this election, alleged fraud down. You got to run it down. You got to run. But now there's 55 votes up in upstate New York. They didn't count, and that might change. But why are we not counting votes? How are we where we are? It's the 21st century. Can someone help me out here? What's going on in America? And we're supposed to just let it go. It's just fraud. Look at it, investigate it. I tell you, rip it up and you know, just take it apart and see exactly what's going on. This is just nuts. Hey, Dr. Ben Dworkin is going to join us, founding director of the Rowan Institute for Public Policy and Citizenship at Rowan University in Glassboro, New Jersey. So we're going to see exactly, we're going to talk about this election, this ridiculous election with Dr. Ben. Sheriff Sean Golden is going to talk about it. He's going to talk about, apparently in New York, in Jersey rather, you have a police body camera mandate. You know, I like the way these governors just, you know, they just spew out these things that we have to do, that law enforcement has to do. We'll talk to Sheriff Golden about that. Sebastian Gorka. See, Dr. Gorka's fired up. I like that he gets fired up. And Dr. Seb is going to join us live on the air. Charlie Gasparini is going to tell us what's happening with the stock, what's going to happen if and when Joe Biden gets in, you know. And then this little treat, and you know me, I like to deviate a little bit because it does get a little frustrating when I watch everything unfold. Steve Sciarippa, a great actor, best remembered as Bobby Bacala, right, on The Sopranos. And he's, you know, he's plays Detective Anthony on the Blue Bloods, and he will be with us in the 9 o'clock hour. So he's a longtime friend and a great guy. Stevie Sciarippa is going to join us. Hey, it's 20 after 6, and Debbie Duhaime is always out there looking out for you on the roads. Good morning, Debbie. How you doing this morning?
Good. I can't believe that they closed that, you know, that bar on Staten Island. Did you see that last night? That was unbelievable.
I don't want to use the word Gestapo, you know, but because that's too harsh. But how do you say, and then, you know, the cops and the sheriffs don't want to do it, Deb. You know they don't want to do it.
Right,
but they are mandated by the politicians to do it. This is a complete takeaway from all of our freedoms and everything we stand for. I'm watching all this unfold, and that should be the number one story, and it is throughout New York. But as you listen around the country, a sheriff's went in to shut down a bar because the guy wanted to stay open. The guy wanted to make a living. They don't understand how tough it is. You can't just shut these businesses down. You can't do it anymore.
I know.
Deb, don't get
it's
me
so,
started.
It's so upsetting, you know, and then you see all these sheriff's officers out there like, oh, what did he do? Oh, he opened his bar.
I know. But then in New York, and what really irritates the New Yorkers, if there's a riot, they call it a protest. If those rioters burn down someone's business, they'd say, oh, it's okay because he was right. It's like so nuts out there. Did you start your Christmas shopping yet? Did you get it going yet?
I did. I started it online, and I received a few of the packages. So, I'm excited. Yeah, I started. You have a lot to do. You've got 5 kids.
You want to come over and help me?
I'll help you wrap the presents. Yeah, no problem.
Oh, my God. It's the worst. Can we not wrap the presents this year, kids?
Here you go, kids.
That's a great idea. Oh, my Lord. Hey, Debbie's on the roads looking out for you. And it's a Wednesday. How about that already? 6:22 on AM 970 The Answer.
Joe, we've got some major problems this morning on Route 80 eastbound. As you get out past exit 52 in Fairfield, everything closed. It's all due to a pretty serious accident involving several vehicles. So a lot of activity here on 80 eastbound in Fairfield. 120 northbound at Murray Hill Parkway in East Rutherford. That's a broken water main. The Griggstown Causeway and the Blackwells Mills Causeway in Somerset County still flooded. Over on the Deegan, you're moving slowly southbound by the Grand Concourse with a collision. Northbound Deegan up by Fordham Road, that's an accident. FDR Drive south at 116th Street. Watch out for some slowdowns as well. And traffic is still moving a little bit slowly. LIE westbound getting out toward Woodhaven Boulevard. Eastbound Gowanus, that's going to be stop and go up and out toward the Prospect. Nassau Expressway by Rockaway Turnpike in Inwood. Watch for a collision there as well. Looks like we may see some showers today, high of 45. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe of the radio telling you about Balance of Nature. See, that's another thing people don't tell you. You got to build up your immune system. And remember, I saw that story on NBC last week. I saw, like, at the end of one of those little fluff stories about how about building up your immune system. It's like, what? We've been talking about it from day one. From day one, that's what Balance of Nature is. You build up your immune system with fruits and vegetables. You're not going to eat enough fruits and vegetables, so you take Balance of Nature. I worry about you. You are part of this radio family. You can hear the frustration in my voice about what's going on, you know? And I know you feel it like I feel it because I love the country so much. And, you know, I love our community so much, right? So you gather around our virtual kitchen table every morning, and I'm going to tell you what gives you better overall health. What will build up your immune system so you get away from flu? Is the flu there anymore? I don't even know. Do we have flu? Apparently the flu went away and changed over to COVID. I'm just confused. But whatever's out there, and it's out there, allergies and everything else, Balance of Nature could fight it. They could fight it because all it is fruits and vegetables in capsule form. That's all it is, fruits and vegetables in capsule form. That's what Balance of Nature is, and you get free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. 800-246-8751. I worry about you. You could have better overall health and you could build up your immune system if you put fruits and vegetables in your body, and you could do that by taking Balance of Nature. Please go to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code THEANSWER.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Looking for the perfect present? Then head to the perfect place. Stop by your neighborhood Ace and find the best gifts from brands like Steel, Eagle, and Milwaukee, or Traeger, Weber, and Yeti. And to help make sure your gifts are under your tree on time, you can shop in-store, online, or on the Ace app. Pick up in-store, curbside, or get them delivered. Get amazing deals on the best gifts when you wrap it in red at Ace. At participating stores.
Have you ever had a legal question about elder law or estate law? Every Wednesday night during Kevin McCullough's show, you'll hear from Mike Connors himself of Connors & Sullivan, attorneys at law, answering real listener questions. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. on AM 970 The Answer and Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission.
Hey, my dad is bringing home the best birthday cake ever.
It was my fifth birthday, and my dad was bringing home the cake.
Should have been here a half hour ago.
The cake never made it, and neither did my dad.
911, what's your emergency?
That was the day a drunk driver killed my dad.
Daddy?
Impaired drivers take lives. Think.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee. Aired in cooperation with the New York State Broadcasters Association.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Good morning. Happy Wednesday, December 2nd. It is 6:26 in the morning. Great to have you with us. We will take your phone calls, 877-970-2999. We got a great show for you. I'm very excited. Very excited for you, lady! Here we go. Oh, and I love telling you about good things. Remember to tell you good things, right? Tell you about Balance of Nature. Right, tell you about Relief Factor, tell you about Route 22 Toyota, hey, Michael's of Brooklyn, come on. We got everything good for you on the show. How about a bank? You want a bank? Empire State Bank. You got to go to Empire State Bank. You can start here, please, ESBNA.com, ESBNA.com. They've been in business over 15 years. Empire State Bank is your hometown banking choice at a time when hometown banks are being gobbled up by large and personal corporate banks. If you want to be treated with respect and know your banker by his or her first name, you want to go to Empire State Bank. Phil Guarneri is there. He's the guy. Jeannie Sarno is there. Tom, Esmeralda, the whole team. I've been with them. I've been with them opening branches, going there. Hey, who are you? Joe Pesci? I said, no, Joe Piscopo. Hi. Oh, good. And Phil goes, they knew Phil Guarneri. They said, well, yeah, you're Joe Pepsi-Cola. Yeah, that's me. That's me. I'll tell you what, it was great to meet people in the community. And particularly what I love about Phil and the team, and they all go out. Everybody from Empire State Bank, they all go out together as a team. It's the coolest thing to see. You don't see this from banks anymore. You just don't. And everybody goes out. If it's a nonprofit helping the community, Empire State Bank is right there. So for yourself, you can have online banking, mobile banking. Empire covers it all right in your community. If you need business guidance, Empire State Bank is right there. Phil understands that better than anybody, man. Let me tell you something. Phil Guarneri, Jeannie, Tom, Esmeralda, the whole family over at Empire State Bank, you can go here, please, ESBNA.com. They're on Staten Island, Brooklyn, and all throughout the Lower Hudson Valley. But you can visit ESBNA.com, Empire State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Charlie Kirk at 12, Dennis Prager at 1, weekday afternoons on AM 970, The Answer.
Hurry home for Christmas.
Bob Goulet! Hurry home there it Christmas. Is!
Until you're home for Christmas.
Great voice, Al. I gotta give it to you, buddy.
Baby.
I was gonna sing along with it now. Look at that. Yeah, you can sing good, Al.
Not like him.
Bob Goulet. Oh. Al's got this man crush on Robert Goulet. Even Joe Sebelia, you know everyone in entertainment.
Of course.
So, and Bob Goulet, one of your all-time favorites, right?
Oh, I've got several of his albums on vinyl.
Yeah.
But I didn't ask for any of his. I only asked for Steven Eady for Christmas.
So. Oh, man. Hey, I got to tell you, Joe on the radio, and let me go to the calls because we appreciate you checking in. Because we're in this together. We're around this kitchen table every morning together. And I appreciate it, you know. And you do check in, and there's so much going on. And then sometimes you feel nuts if you feel one way, you know. And then, of course, you watch the news media, and it's like, my goodness gracious, do they not understand the way America feels? And they don't. Hey, let me go to see. This is great too. I have like this Italian American Twitter army. We really do. And look, we whatever ethnicity you are, whatever gender you are, I don't care. You know what? I really don't care. You see the news stories. Oh, someone became now. She was a girl. Now she's a guy. Is she Academy Award nominated actress, or now she's an actor? It's like I'm a dinosaur. I don't understand. This is news. Sure, it's news. I guess I should understand it and be more open to it. Are you like me? I don't care. I don't care. I don't care what you are, who you are, what you believe in, what you don't believe in. I love you anyway. I just love you anyway. I don't care. It's not news to me. Just don't push your agenda on me. That's all I'm asking. So we have this great Italian-American army. And then this gentleman here, my buddy Peter Anthony on Twitter, he's a very, very popular on Twitter, and he served in the military, and two of his sons served in the military as well. Hey, Peter, welcome back to the show. Peter Brazil. Peter, you know what I was thinking, man? First of all, welcome to the show. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, Joe. How was your Thanksgiving, Adam?
Good. It was the best. You know what we got to do? Yeah. I want to come out to Long. You guys are out in Border Fox, Swag Dad, all the cats. They're Long Island, pretty much, right? Am I right? Everybody, yeah, right? All right. We're coming.
You got to come out here, okay, and I got the perfect place for us to go and have a great time and a great lunch. I got the perfect place.
Peter, you're making it sound like it's a speakeasy, you know?
Hey, no, I wouldn't need a speakeasy.
You know what? Maybe I'll do
it. If you don't win Tony, it doesn't mean, you know what I mean?
I mean, these guys out there. I should come do a show out there. That's what I'm thinking, man. I should come out.
You got brokerage. You got forget it. We could have a ball out there. You'd fill the place up in 2 seconds.
Yeah. We'll get together. I really appreciate you guys listening, staying with us. So walk me through. Is it me? Are you? You're fed up. I know you're fed up. You're a great American, and thank you for your service.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you. I appreciate that.
God bless you, brother. So give us your breakdown. Peter, what's going on? Because I'm thinking we need to fight. Do we not need to fight? Do we just let things go? What are you feeling this morning, my friend?
Yeah, I mean, you're 100% right. And I don't know if you saw my tweet yesterday that I put out about I feel this was a military coup. And they did it without firing a shot, without, you know, overtaking, you know, our office of the presidency. And when you hear Attorney General Barr now saying there's no widespread proof. Come on, there's no way that this was not a rigged election. They've been trying for 4 years to get President Trump out of office, and they figured it out. And you got Rudy Giuliani and the lawyers and out there, and that the courts won't allow them to bring evidence. The courts won't allow them to do this. I mean, come on, this is America, and the way I don't know, Joe. I've been around this world in my military life, and I've seen countries that have done the exact same thing to people, but they did it with armies. They did it with armed men. And here they're doing it. They're doing the same thing, but without that. And some people just don't get it. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe I'm wrong. You know, Joe?
Thank you. No, I feel exactly like you feel. I really do. You at least run its course. At least let it run its course. Peter, am I right? Let us go to December 14th. If then if nothing's up, nothing's up, and we look to 2024, and we'll deal with what we got to do. But well, let us run its course. You can't just stop this in its track.
You know what I'm afraid of too, Joe? That the Supreme Court won't even hear the case.
What
I'm afraid of. That because if the lower courts don't feel like there's enough evidence or whatever, and doesn't allow, you know, I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know what legal recourses they have after everything is, you know, before it gets to the Supreme Court. But I'm afraid of, you know.
Hey, Peter, you're the man. Thanks for being the great patriot that you are. God bless you, too. Keep the fight, my brother. Keep the fight. We will stay vigilant, and we appreciate you listening so much. And let me get one more call, and then we're going to take some more, 877-970-2999. Sir, look at you. Early in the morning, you're kind enough to call and check in because you care. You care, and I'm so proud to be behind the microphone. I tell you that. It's like a whole, reinvention for me, but it's very rejuvenating for me to come behind the mic and see so many fine find folks that care about their communities, that care about this country. Because if you're watching mainstream media, oh, just let it go. Oh, just concede, Mr. President. I'm not feeling that. And forgive me if I'm wrong. Mary, let me go to Mary before we break. Mary, thanks for calling. What is on your mind this morning?
Hi, good morning, Joe. I'm never giving up. I'm going to stay with our President Trump. But yesterday I saw a truck driver being giving testimony that he drove a truck filled with paper ballots from New York to Pennsylvania. Now, what is that about?
Exactly. Mary, thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling me that. Not only were they driving the trucks, they had U.S. postal material in the back of the truck, and it was a regular commercial truck. It was a regular truck. You're not. That is against the law. You can't transport something from the United States Postal Service on a regular vehicle, and that's what they were doing. And I know this had to be somebody had to put this in the graphic, you know, after the fact in the picture, because I saw a Biden sticker on the back of the truck. Now that I'm thinking, I'm suspect that that was really a Biden sticker, but you never know. You never know. This thing is wrought with fraud. It's wrought with fraud. And again, when we come back, I'm going to talk about this as well. Again, if you saw Brad Parscale on with Martha McCollum last night, it was a great interview. And Brad was, he's a good guy, you know, and they kind of moved him out of the campaign. But he said it best. He said he would have sent lawyers. He said something so searing to me regarding the Donald Trump campaign is he would have sent lawyers before. You don't do it afterwards, you know. You have the brightest, believe me, the lawyers that are on this now are the brightest in the world. And if anybody could do it, they can. But if you send lawyers beforehand, you got to intimidate them first, because when the Democrats invented the diabolic, demonic way to handle politics, they're so good at it. You can't even get mad. That's what they do. They play mean, and that's what they do. So they should have sent lawyers beforehand. They should have been aware of this 2 years earlier. There should have been a contingency that there was going to be cheating to this degree. So now, then you say, well, what can the president do to maybe change his tone a little bit so we could overcome that and get those folks who are going to buy the BS that the Democrats are putting out? So, but right now, and the bottom line is this, there was fraud. You see it. There's evidence. You see it. I hear it. You and I are there, and people want to just let it go. And I'm going, no, this is wrong. Am I wrong here? Let me know. 877-970-2999. It's time for your voice to be heard. And God bless you for caring enough to let your voice being heard. Joe on the radio, AM 970 The Answer. Big Al with the news on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970 The Answer.
37 degrees at 637. I'm Al Gattula with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York City officials are asking residents who are high risk to limit their time outside as coronavirus continues surging. Yesterday, the city's health commissioner put out an advisory and is urging those with underlying health conditions and the elderly to avoid social interactions and stay home, essentially stopping non-essential outings. The advisory also includes caregivers and people who live in the same house as those at risk. Restaurants throughout New Jersey that want to keep seating people outdoors need to get permits. New Jersey Department of Community Affairs says eateries must get permits for tents, which need to be strong enough to deal with snow. Owners need to get a UCC permit from the local construction office in order to keep using tents through the cold winter months. The state has encouraged cities not to charge for the permits as restaurants continue dealing with financial fallout. In sports, Mets reeling in the first free agent of the Steve Cohen era. And Athletics have agreed to a two-year contract with right-handed reliever Trevor May, worth about $15 million. The 31-year-old has spent his entire career with the Twins. College hoops tonight. St. John's goes up against BYU. Pregame is at 4:40. The tip-off is at 5. You can listen to that over on our sister station, AM 570 The Mission. Seton Hall on the road tonight at Rhode Island. The pregame is at 6:50. The tip-off is at 7. And you can listen to that game right here on AM 970 The Answer. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. 80 eastbound, really moving slowly. Parsippany getting right into Fairfield. It's an accident being cleared by exit 52 in Fairfield, and it looks like several vehicles involved in that accident. Traffic is moving pretty slowly for you this morning on the Deegan North at Fordham Road with an accident in the right lane. Southbound Deegan by the Grand Concourse, a collision there as well. FDR Drive south at 116th Street. That's a disabled vehicle. Watch for delays on the eastbound belt getting out toward Cross Bay Boulevard. looks like an accident. Traffic is also moving slowly on the Nassau Expressway getting into Rockaway Turnpike over in Inwood. Looks like an accident right at the intersection. 218 remains closed between Cornwall and West Point with weather-related issues there. Some showers likely today, high of 45. Sun tomorrow, high of 51. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Exergen. Temperatures vary throughout the day, so make it a new family habit to take your temperature with the Exergen Temporal Scanner before dinner and in the morning, the number one thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Route 22 Toyota. Route 22 Toyota, 855-621-9949, 855-621-9949. 0% APR financing up to 60 months. Zero down leases on some of your favorite Toyota models. Right, you got to check out the state-of-the-art service center in Hillside, New Jersey. Alex Kinsella and the whole team is there. There's also social distancing, fogging vehicles, which I love, wearing masks, doing their part to keep it safe. But right now, they can get you driving a brand-new Toyota with 0% interest and zero down leases. The smart way to buy, and you don't have to deal with dummies. When you go to Route 22 Toyota, magnificent showroom, by the way. You got to go in. I'm a car geek, you know, and I love all the guys and gals at Route 22 Toyota. And if you call 855-621-9949, you just say, Joey sent me. I heard you on the Piscopo show. You can talk about zero down leases for qualified buyers. 0% up to 5 years. How about that? 855-621-9949. I got to tell you, I was talking to my boss, Jerry Crowley, yesterday. We were talking about how everybody's going to Route 22 Toyota now. Everybody. And now it's your turn. But you can start here by calling. Say, well, look, I heard you on the Piscopo show. What can you do? You can get your car serviced. You can buy a brand new Toyota with 0% interest or zero down leases. It's 855-621-9949, Route 22 Toyota, and it's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, you know? Or you can go here, please, Route22Toyota.com.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data. Points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. MLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Thinking about selling your home? Trust Calamine & Company Real Estate to give you a free and honest consultation. They always put sellers' needs above everything else. Broker Louis Calamine leads a dedicated team of professionals who combine old-school values with cutting-edge technology. Their listings always get closed stress-free and for top dollar. Listen to these clients.
I thought I could sell my house on my own, but I realized that I was too emotionally involved with the house.
I have total confidence in Louis and his staff.
His knowledge, care, and concern for me was overwhelming.
Calamine & Company earns perfect ratings and client reviews. Their 100% success rate is unprecedented. Nobody else can make that claim. They also specialize in selling estate-owned properties and are regularly hired by attorneys, executors, administrators, and the surrogates court. Offices in Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island, Manhattan, and coming soon to New Jersey. Visit Calamine.com or call 718-998-1100. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
Investors, are you seeking steady cash flow, ready to diversify? NRIA has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted at 18 to 21%. That's right, you could receive steady 10% monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset, real estate cash flow fund today and receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Call now, 800-700-5483. That's 800-700-5483. Or visit NRIA.net.
An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by our private placement memorandum. Read it first. See us at NRIA.net.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
Hey, Joe, on the radio, telling you about Relief Factor. I had such a great time with the Pete and Seth Talbot when we shot those commercials, right? Is that great? So I'm telling you, and they're out already. I don't know how they we went out and we shot the spots with Larry Elder and with my new friend, Pat Boone. Pat Boone! When I was a kid in Bloomfield, we used to listen to Pat Boone records, right? So the fact is Relief Factor works. It works. You can get the three-week quick start, and you can order it. And you know what? It'll be at your house in 2 to 3 days, and in five days, I was out of pain with Relief Factor because I worked out too much. You know, I just worked out, always pushed myself to the limit, you know, so I could feel my knee, and then my shoulder started acting up. But I have to tell you, honestly, as I speak to you, as the radio family that you are, is when I started taking Relief Factor, and I started with the three-week quick start. You know what? I got out of pain in 5 days. And now we think it will work for you if you try it. We're on a mission, and Pete and Seth are on a mission to help as many people as possible deal with their pain. You know, they really do put their money where their mouths are. They don't even make money on the three-week quick start, right? They don't even make money. They don't even break even for like 4 to 5 months. So just try the three-week quick start for $19.95, please. Let's see if we can get you out of pain. I think we can. And sometimes you just hear me telling you this. This morning, why don't we make the call, all right? 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. That's the three-week quick start. It's only $19.95 to see if we can get you out of pain. ReliefFactor.com or 800-500-8384.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere.
Are you tired of the Christmas take music yet? It's been 2 days. People are sick of it. We like it. I like it. I'm kind of in the spirit a little bit. I've been panicking about shopping. Hey, Joe on the radio, and thanks for being there. Thank you, because, you know, you make me feel sane. Everybody, because I see people are snarky. People get mean. You know, people, they go after the president. Meantime, their 401k is, like, exploding, you know? The economy is, like, spectacular. People don't follow like you follow. Like, we're going to talk to Gordon Chang, what happened with the virus, how the virus really was out there, you know, and then we have medicine for the virus, and you're not going to hear about it. And thank you. So I feel like we have this little enclave here on the radio, you know, where we could speak the truth. I could tell you things, and if they're out of the box, if it's too crazy, you know, you will straighten me out, put me back on track, you know, and I appreciate that. But right now, I just feel like what's happening in the country, and it's why Donald Trump was elected. That's why Barack Obama's out there selling his book, you know, and I'm watching Barack Obama. I'm thinking this is exactly why President Trump was elected, because we don't want to be lectured. Don't call me racist. Don't tell me how I am. Don't tell me what I know what I am. I'm a good patriot. I'm a responsible father. I work as hard as I work, and I got to put up with all the outside peripheral problems that are caused by government, whether it's local government or state government or the United States government. You know, we deal with it, and we still go forward, and we do the right thing, and we don't riot, and we don't burn down buildings, and we don't say my life matters and yours doesn't. We're just good, plain good Americans, and yet they tell us how bad we are and what's wrong with us. And you've been wrong for 243 years. You've been wrong about it. I'm not taking it. And I'm going to speak my mind, and I'm going to feel in my heart, because my father instilled that in me. They instilled that in me. So don't tell me, please. And that's why you have the voice on this radio show, and we appreciate you calling in. Let me go to Christine if I can, guys. Christine, thanks for calling us early in the morning. Great to have you with us. What are you thinking? What's on your mind?
Oh, good morning. I'm furious about the election also, and I don't think President Trump should concede. But it's enough to make you crazy. It seems, on the one hand, depending on who I listen to, maybe especially former Mayor Rudy Giuliani, there's so much evidence of obvious fraud that took place. And then on the other hand, I'm hearing there's no evidence, not enough evidence. It's hopeless. It's like two different planets. What's going on here? And not to mention, this really convinced me, like, it seems like there are dozens of these, I never used this word before, but anomalies, is that what they're calling it now? All these things, these coincidences or whatever that could not have happened, like the fact that no president in history who got more votes in the second election and then in the first ever lost re-election, and President Trump got 10 million more votes, and still he supposedly lost the re-election. All these things just couldn't happen, and yet the country wants to brush it all off, pretend like it's just time to move on, nothing to see here. I'm getting upset. Anyway,
that's
thanks
okay.
for listening.
Christine, I hear you loud and clear, and you're absolutely right. And exactly, if you could hear it in Christine's voice, I feel that same way. I really do, and I don't know why or how. I see the evidence, you know? And you know what, too, if people, it's so funny because they're so, that Trump derangement syndrome is real. And again, I don't understand those people who are snarky and they always have to say something negative about the president, yet they made a fortune, you know, as the president was, you know, making the stock market go to record levels, you know. But they don't understand that. It's like, it's what's when that comes, when they go out and it comes out and all that news media comes out, it's all like part of a concerted effort. And that's what's scary. And that's what bothers me. There is a concerted effort. And it seems like the people that are going up against the country, and it's not just like the news that's out there. You've got the communists, right? You've got the globalists, you got Antifa, right? And you have Marxist organizations, right? And within that organization, I say this every morning and I repeat it so you don't forget it, if I may, but you have the press within that whole clump of anti-American units, and they come after us and try to tear down everything we believe in. So now you're going to tell me, oh, Donald Trump is this, he's that, he's not, he's doing this. And now you're going to go and look, we'll see what happens with if and when Joe Biden gets in. And again, Wall Street owns Joe Biden, but so does China. Now, I keep seeing the cartoons. He's pulled by every which way. The squad thinks that they're going to use Joe Biden, right? And then you got China that owns Joe Biden, and I, in my opinion, got him elected because, you know, China, whether you like them or not, and it's not the Chinese people, the Communist Party, they are diabolic and they are in many ways demonic, but they are good at what they do. And they put their Manchurian candidate in, boom. If Joe Biden gets in, you could thank China for that one. Now, but how does Biden appease everybody? And does he know what's going on at all? Again, I saw him yesterday. It's off the prompter every single second off the prompter. He's not able to put two sentences together by himself like that. I got one more call. Oh, we got a break. I'm sorry. Hold the calls. I'm coming to the calls. Yeah. We're fired up this morning. Too early to get fired up, Deb, right? We just
never too early
to get fired up, right? Oh, my lordy, lordy,
wow.
Lordy. How you doing, Deb? All good. If you hold the calls, yes, please. You know what's, and I know you feel the same way, Debbie, because you've been broadcasting long enough to understand it's the audience that matters. We are here. We are here for the good friends and our family kind enough to listen, so we will go there ASAP. But right now we're going to deviate because we have to go to Debbie on the roads checking out traffic, and Lord knows it's out there right here on AM 970, The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to take it to 80 eastbound, getting out toward Fairfield by exit 52. A pretty serious accident still being clear. Delay stretch back out toward Parsippany. They're just wrapping up this accident, but a lot of leftover delays here on 80 eastbound, getting out through Fairfield. 21 southbound, slowing down by South Street, getting down through Newark. Watch for some slowdowns this morning on Route 1, heading southbound at Old Post Road in Edison. That's a collision to watch for as well. It's still busy on the Deegan North at Fordham Road with a collision southbound Deegan at the Grand Concourse. A crash there as well. FDR Drive south of 116th Street. A stalled vehicle was cleared. Traffic moving a little bit slowly on the westbound belt, getting out toward Cross Bay Boulevard. Some earlier problems cleaned up, finally out of the way. And taking a spin over to the Nassau Expressway right at Rockaway Turnpike in Inwood, a collision at the intersection. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, we go in-depth and up-close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Looking for the perfect present? Then head to the perfect place. Stop by your neighborhood Ace and find the best gifts from brands like Steel, Eagle, and Milwaukee, or Traeger, Weber, and Yeti. And to help make sure your gifts are under your tree on time, you can shop in-store, online, or on the Ace app. pick up in-store, curbside, or get them delivered. Get amazing deals on the best gifts when you wrap it in red at Ace. At participating stores.
Have you ever had a legal question about elder law or estate law? Every Wednesday night during Kevin McCullough's show, you'll hear from Mike Connors himself of Connors & Sullivan, attorneys at law, answering real listener questions. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. on AM 970 The Answer and Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Blustery and quite chilly today with intervals of clouds and sun and a high just 46. It'll be breezy into the evening hours, then clear and cold overnight with a low of 36 in Midtown. 24 to 28 though in the coldest suburbs of northwest New Jersey and the Hudson Valley. Sunshine mixing with clouds tomorrow, breezy, a little milder in the afternoon, high 51. Friday, rather cloudy. Expect some rain in the afternoon with a high near 50. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Michael's of Brooklyn. Come on, they are back again. Now you can go and have a meal either indoors or outdoors. They are operating at a lower capacity and by reservation, following all the CDC guidelines to ensure the safety and health of their patrons and employees. So you know our good friends over at Michael's of Brooklyn, Fred and Johnny and Michael himself and Mary Ann. They're right there on Avenue R in Ostrand. They've been in business since 1964, family owned and operated. And I could personally attest to the authenticity in every single one of their recipes. You know, as you listen around the country, someone just tweeted me, you're listening in Toronto, Canada. A lot of Italians in Toronto. And thank you for listening up in the beautiful country of Canada. We love Canada, love Toronto. And I'll tell you, but if you're around the United States of America, as you listen, please go to your supermarket and pick up Michael's of Brooklyn. I'm telling you. And oh, I don't get jarred sauce, Joe. I'm an Italian. I make it myself. I know, me too. But you know what? There's going to be a time where you're not going to be able to make the sauce and you're running out of the house. You look and it say Michael's of Brooklyn. You say, this is what Piscopo's been talking about. You will try it. Boom, puttanesca, marinara, tomato and basil. Forget about it. You're going to love it. It's going to be, it's the best jarred sauce. And I said to Fred at Michael's of Brooklyn, we love Fred. I go, Fred, how do you make it so spectacular like that? It tastes just like, you know, authentic Italian sauce. I don't know. We just do it. He goes like that. It's just, it really is. It's like a religion, the way Michael's of Brooklyn makes this authentic Italian cuisine. You will love it. Call for reservations, though, if you're going to go. But they are open, and we want to see you because we're going out soon. Right there, Avenue R. Nostrand in the great borough of Brooklyn, New York. You can call 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell swing and jingle bell ring.
Give you another 2 days. You'd be sick of the music, right? Am I right? Al, you're not saying. I like it now. A little too early, you think, Albert?
Never too early. I mean, listen, when they start, when radio stations start doing it in October, that's a little too early. December, the right time.
Me. Hey, you know what? We got a lot to get into this morning. And God bless you for listening. God bless you. I'm telling you, it's therapeutic for me. People don't know it. They don't know. Sometimes they don't even know I'm on the radio. And they don't know that I'm full of patriotism. I love this country because it's what my father instilled in me. And then as I see it slip away, I go, wow, we could stop it. We could go on Salem's flagship station in New York. And we could talk around to everybody around the country and in Canada and all around, and in Rome and tell everybody how great America is and how proud we are to be Americans. I'll tell you what, this is a privilege. It's a privilege. So let me grab your calls right off the top of the hour. 877-970-2999. The great, the one, the only, Gordon Chang coming up next hour, and we are coming right back at you.